Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Dr. Daryl Peel joining us, talking cattle on feed after this.
Winfield Solutions has established two answer plot locations with winter wheat and winter canola in Oklahoma for you to check over the entire growth cycle of the 2013 crop. Cropland has helped lead the way in establishing winter canola in the southern plains, and you'll be able to see their varieties perform under various seed treatment, herbicide, and fertilization options at the answer plot locations, one near Kingfisher and the other near Apache. Winfield Solutions and Cropland by Winfield, offering you high-yielding choices and winter canola production.
Stillwater Milling Company, where we take livestock nutrition seriously. A&M feeds are made from ingredients that are tested to ensure safety, quality, and absolutely no fillers. Stillwater Milling Company works with Oklahoma State University livestock specialists to stay current on new developments in the care and feeding of livestock. Choose A&M feeds for safe, quality livestock feed. Call Stillwater Milling Company at 1-800-364-6804 for the branch or dealer nearest you. Stillwater Milling Company. A most interesting set of cattle on feed numbers out from USDA Friday afternoon. Dr. Daryl Peel, Extension Livestock Market Economist, Oklahoma State University, helps us slice and dice the figures.
Well, I think across the board, this report will be taken as pretty bullish. It's going to be a bit of a surprise for some folks. I think the industry was pretty prepared for the idea that because of drought and lack of winter pasture, that we might see placements jump up a little bit in December compared to the downtrend of the last few months. In reality, the placements came in about 1% under a year ago. The marketings were actually higher than expected across the board, and so the combination of those two kept the on-feed total for January 1 at a full 6% down, 94% of a year ago.
That number, 6% fewer cattle on feed than 1 year ago. Is that surprising that we've already dropped off that quickly?
Not really to me. I mean, we've been looking for this drop for a long time. We postponed it a long time. We've had 2 years of drought that have kind of played into the hands of postponing it a long time. And I think what this shows is that even though we're still in a drought and we're still, in some cases, moving cattle a little bit sooner than expected, we don't have as many cattle. And I think this really will kind of wake up. And I expect it to sort of be reinforced with the annual inventory numbers. It'll come out in a few days here to show that, just how deep a hole we are in with respect to cattle number.
I guess that'll give us our first hint the next hint regarding how far we've fallen off on the national cow herd.
That's right. We'll confirm what happened. I'm expecting the beef cow herd to be down 1.5-1.6%, somewhere in that range. But I think what this will show when we calculate the estimated feeder supplies, that it'll show that, once again, we are in a very serious hole in terms of our own cattle. The last part of last year, we saw a steep drop-off in the number of Mexican cattle coming up. That will be a trend that will continue because they're essentially out of cattle, too. And so what it really is, it sets the stage for the idea that we're going to see a lot less cattle available to work with in 2013.
Obviously, fewer cattle being placed again this month. Are we going to see that really the case over a good bit of 2013? Are we going to continue to ratchet down number of cattle that will come into our feedlots?
I think so. I think more and more we will see this. It's possible, and the thing that could change it, of course, might be drought, continued drought. We can change the timing. We might bunch them up enough once or occasionally, but I would say not more than 1 or 2 months to see a monthly increase. But on an annual basis, I think for 2013 and probably well into 2014, at a minimum, we're looking at a continued downtrend in the available supply of cattle.
OSU Cattle Market Watcher, Dr. Daryl Peel. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Neighbor, if you're in the cattle business in Oklahoma, you need to be a member of the OCA, the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association. The organization supports and defends the state and nation's beef cattle industry. Current OCA members invite you to join them in their advocacy efforts to ensure less government intervention, lower taxes, and a better bottom line. Find out more at okcattlemen.org or call the OCA at 405-235-4391. The Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association, the voice of Oklahoma cattle producers. That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.